Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the TreeCare HQ Climb to Profit podcast, and today's show is called What's the Best Way to Follow Up on Leads Without Being Pushy? But before I get started, if you're a TreeCare professional ready to level up your business and marketing, then let's chat. Schedule a short, no-obligation call at tech.treecarehq.com. Now let's get started with today's show. So are you struggling to turn leads into conversations because you don't want to come across as that pushy salesperson? You're not alone. Today, I'm going to break down the best way to follow up on leads without feeling like you're nagging people and how making a few simple shifts can actually get you more responses. Let's get right into it. First, you have to respect their timeline. Everybody's on their own schedule, and often your prospect isn't ready to make a decision the second you call or text. Remember, patience here is key. Instead of chasing, set reminders to follow up at reasonable intervals and let them know right up front you'll be reaching back out in a few days. So it's not a surprise. This removes the pressure, because they expect to hear from you. It's all about fitting into their buying cycle, not forcing them into yours. Next, when you reach out, don't just say, hey, just checking in, got any questions? That's about you, what you want. Flip that on its head. Provide value in every touch point. Maybe it's a quick tip on keeping trees healthy between now and next season, or you share a story about a similar job you did and how it worked out for that customer. When you offer something helpful, it shows you care about their situation, not just filling your calendar. That's how you stop being a pest and start being a resource. Now, this one's simple but powerful. Personalize your message. Don't blast out a canned template. Reference something from your last conversation. Maybe they mentioned concerns about a big oak over their garage or timing the work around their kids' soccer games. Bring that up. It shows you listened and it makes your outreach genuine. Personal touches make a huge difference in whether or not someone even responds. All right, here's an actionable takeaway for you. Next time you follow up with a lead, do three things. Reference your last conversation, share one tip or insight specific to their situation, and give them clear space to respond. Don't push, let them make the next move. Remember, the best follow-ups are helpful, human, and respectful of your prospect's time. Try it on your next set of leads and measure your results. I guarantee you'll see more engagement and start building better relationships for the long haul. This has been Bradley Benner with the TreeCare HQ Climb to Profit podcast. Rise up and rake in. Let's grow and scale your TreeCare business. If you're a TreeCare professional ready to level up your business with proven tree service marketing and growth strategies, let's chat. Schedule a short, no-obligation call with me, Bradley Benner, at tech.treecarehq.com. No hard sales tactics, just a conversation to explore how we can help you dominate your local market and book more jobs. Book it now at tech.treecarehq.com.